You know, oftentimes as a priest, I hear people telling me a lot, Father, I'm afraid for my country. I'm afraid for my society. I'm afraid for my family. I'm afraid for my faith. And in recent days, I'm hearing that more and more. And I wonder, perhaps my different worldview is not compatible with the American worldview. Because growing up under communism, where I see the corruption, the falling out, and I would never trust the government, now I kind of never trust the government. And I just don't know why people put so much effort in believing sensational politics and media. Why are we wasting so much time drinking the poison that is being fed to us by the media and as well at the politics that divide us? If you don't believe me, if you would shut off whatever you're watching for about a week and see how much lower your blood pressure is going to go down and how things are going to be much better. Because why? Because it's the same old BS being played on the news all the time. And we're drinking the poison, we're drinking the Kool-Aid, and our blood pressure arises. And then it's always make us anxious, it make us feel like we're on edge, and the problems are there, and we're going to hell in a handbasket. Please, shut off the news. You'll be okay. CNN won't miss you. Fox News won't miss you at all. Okay? Whatever news you're watching, that's perfectly okay. Turn off and watch. Listen and be deepened in the good news. The gospel, the evangelion of Jesus Christ. Stop watching sensational news and begin to let yourself be deepened in the good news of Jesus Christ. Why are things happening right now? It's because we waste so much time on other news instead of focusing on the good news. The good news of the gospel that set us free. The good news of the gospel that helped us be firm in Christ Jesus. The good news of the gospel that give us joy. When was the last time were you and I be able to be joyful in being a Christian? When was the last time are we able to be joyful in being a disciple of Christ? When was the last time were we able to be joyful to come to Mass? When was the last time are we able to be joyful to come to prayer? Or, oh, it's raining again. Oh, I have to go to Mass. And when I go to Mass, Father, make us wear mask. It isn't that. If this is our faith, who wouldn't want to come to church? You know, if our faith is about, oh, what is wrong? The things that so pitiful and so wrong with me and with the world. Who want to become believers? Perhaps we no longer have what we have heard in the collect. I love these three words, youthfulness of spirit. Did you hear that in the collect today or the opening prayer today? The youthfulness of spirit. Being filled with the passion, the joy that is invigorate us, that replenish, re-energize us in the gospel, to preach the gospel with joy, not with like downers, not with bad news, not with fake news, not with sensational news, but real news that Christ had won the world. Do you believe that? My brothers and sisters, what did you hear in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles today? that even in the midst of persecution and all the hardships that the apostles and early disciples had to go through, they were joyful to bear all pains and sufferings for Christ. And they said, even though you had your own plan and you put to death Christ, God raised him up again, and he is the source of our salvation and our hope. Do you see the joy that the disciples have, the apostles have? Even though they were suffering, even though they were in prison, even though they were being pushed out by the leaders of the time, can you sense the joy that's behind them? And are you able to receive that same joy as believers or not? Or is your faith a downcast? My brothers and sisters, so much time we have treated our faith as downcast, and we have become a hopeless people in all genuine sense. Hopelessness is so relevant here and now in an age of unprecedented superabundance of many blessings, in an age where many of our parents and grandparents have never experienced before, of so many conveniences, of so many things happening now. People are hopeless. They're lost. They don't have meanings. They're just drifting through life. They're not joyful. Hopelessness is so real that all they know is look at their phone and they swipe left and right, up and down. And then they search through their Netflix and all the streaming services in order to fill up the empty time, because they're scared of spending time with God. They're scared of really listening to God and listening to what their heart desires, because all that's there is emptiness and void, and all the sentimental reactions of anger, of frustration, of pities, and everything of humankind instead of things that come from God. So if you're drinking the Kool-Aid, if you're drinking the poison, so how are you and I expect to be happy? Perhaps we are not drinking from the fountain of life, from the font that give us life, which is Christ himself. Perhaps we are injecting the wrong thing and expect it to bring happiness to us. Step back. Cut back and allow the good news of the gospel and the commandments of the Lord to give us joy, as we have heard in the second reading from the first letter of St. John today. Keep the commandments, and the commandments will keep us. Do what is right, even though everyone else might be choosing what is only beneficial for them. Who care about them? You can't save them, can you? Even if you try your best, ain't nobody got time to listen to you. Right? You can't change the people on social media. You can't change people that are across town from Burke Burnett or across the country, can you? Then why are you spending so much time arguing about all those things you can't change? And then you come to confession and you come to me and you come to everyone else complaining. You can't change any of that. But what you can change is yourself. What we can change is our attitude, and let our attitude be in the joy of the gospel. Did you hear what happened in the gospel reading today? It's what the account after the road to Emmaus, where the two disciples walked and Jesus walked with them, but they didn't recognize him until the breaking of bread. And this is the account of what happened afterward, that they recognized him at the breaking of bread and they recalled everything that he had taught them. Isn't that the Mass? Every time we come to Mass, we recognize that Jesus is here, and we remember what he had taught us. And then we find new hope, new youthfulness, new spirit, new invigoration, new commitment, new love for Christ Jesus. It happened at each and every Mass. It happened each and every time when you hear the priest say, "This is my body, this is my blood, given up for you." Not someone else. For you. For me. This is great love. And this is the love that will set us free. The love that help us rise beyond the trends, the hype, the sensation, all the changing things of the world. Because love is real. Love is simple. And love can only be recognized when we find it in Christ Jesus. Are you in love with Christ? Or are you in love with the world? Are you in love with Jesus, or are you in love with a politician or a political party? Are you in love with the one who gives you life, or are you in love with your own self? Are you in love with the one that gave us eternal life by laying down his, or are you in love with the things that only make you fulfilled and happy and content for a short moment? What are you in love with? These things are hard to answer, but these things are so real. And I preach to myself first, could I struggle like you? The America that I come to love and the America that I want to serve, the America that I want to give my life to, is the America that had given me new life. And I love America. And I want America to be the land of freedom, the land of opportunity, the land of values, the land that have faith and have some kind of kindness and humanity that still exists. I love America. But we're not Americans alone. We're Catholics. And being Catholics had to be beyond being an American. Being Catholic had to be beyond a Republican or Democrat. Being a Catholic had to be beyond anything that this world defines us to be. Being a Catholic makes us universally united at one family, one faith, one God, one Savior, one mission, one purpose in Christ Jesus. This is who we are. And when we lose focus of that, then we build a church, a society after our own different images. And that's where division begins to happen. That's when self-righteousness begins to creep in and we start pointing fingers at others, but never recognize our own call to conversion, and which lead us toward being a nation, a world, a people who are hopeless. I beg of you, don't be a hopeless people. Be the people that are joyful in Christ Jesus. So I end my homily today by asking you, who or what is keeping you from being joyful, being committed, by being given your whole life to Christ Jesus? What is still keeping you from being joyful in the gospel, being joyful in Christ Jesus, and being joyful in being his disciple who are endowed with the mission to preach the good news?